Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Everybody wants to be a comedian. 7 till the hour celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Doug Obie is our guest. Doug, I need your website, please.
DougObie.com.
Obie is the last name. And what will they find when they get there?
They'll get a link to Amazon where they can buy my book.
Money and the Human Condition.
And read. They'll be able to listen to previous shows that I've been on with you and others. Mm-hmm. So a little bit about me.
Check it out. And he's also a certified financial planner. I encourage you to check out his book, folks, Money and the Human Condition, Understanding How Money Shapes Our Society and How to Gain Control of Your Finances. Doug, we talked about real estate in the earlier segments. Let's talk about the other investment classes. What are you thinking about? What do you think about equities these days?
I think stock market. I don't think anyone could possibly suggest they're anything but really high.
Yeah.
And I have a very strict rule, and I never buy high. And even though many times when you buy high, things just go higher, I'm not suggesting that doesn't happen. It's just the odds start getting stacked against you the higher things do go.
Can you figure out how they can justify equities at their levels they are right now from a performance standpoint? Do you see this? Do you understand it?
Well, here's the thing. What's happening, or what has been happening for the past 10 years since 2008, is the Federal Reserve has been setting themselves up as a backstop for the market. Whenever it's dropped, they've caught it. And so I don't know how to manage that, because it's something that has never happened before, mm-hmm. right? The Federal Reserve never, ever had a mandate to keep markets stable. Right, markets
after 2008, they did.
Exactly. And I don't know how long they're going to continue to do that.
That's made American stocks, American traded stocks, safe harbors for money around the world. If you took away that money, if you took away other people's money outside the United States, it would be a different stock market, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it certainly would, but it also would be very different stock market if people felt there was the risk involved in stocks that is normal. But people feel the risk has been taken away because the Federal Reserve, if the market drops too much, the Federal Reserve will come in and stop putting money into the economy.
There's a term for that. I'm trying to think of it. Do you remember the term they use for that? I'll say it in a minute. I'm trying to think of it. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing that happened with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
They build it up.
I've got it. There's a name for it. I'll think of it in a minute. Bob McTeer taught it to us, former federal Fed member and former member of the FOMC, Dallas president, president of the Dallas Bank. There's a term for it Anyway, but it's what you just described. Do what?
Yeah. And so when the risk, when the average person feels the risk is very low, then why not put your money in the stock market that has been going up at least in the high single figures, if not the double digits, since 2009? You know, and you can't question that because it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you simply don't know, though, how long the Federal Reserve will continue that policy.
Right.
And I personally don't think they can afford to do it, because the last time they did it, they put us into, it cost them over $4 trillion that they put on their balance sheet, mm-hmm. that they're starting to unwind. And there's another thing, Jim. As they unwind that balance sheet and start selling those bonds into the
That's
market.
Taking cash out.
All right. It's taking cash out. It's driving interest rates up. That's one of the big drivers. In
would you be? Are you selling now? Are you recommending to sell now to be going moving to cash?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Right, but it goes with the whole my whole philosophy. You buy low, sell high. All right. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to be patient and sit in cash, waiting for the next downturn.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Doug, I got to wrap it up. DougOBE.com, folks, O-B-E-Y. You go there, you can find his books and all the other things he does. Hey, Doug, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Doug Obie, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Doug joins us. So we did. Got to take a quick break. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.